It's no secret that Indiana is the most manufacturing-heavy state economy in the country, and that a state that relies on the demand for goods is more volatile. That's why Todd Young is championing bringing more versatile manufacturing to Indiana with a federal investment act he co-sponsored, like a microchip packaging facility in Daviess County.
Packaging will allow the stacking of these microchips on top of one another. Very few people can do it, and even fewer can do it well. We're going to do it well here in the state of Indiana.
Ball State economist Michael Hicks says goods like microchips and semiconductors that can be used in many more applications than, for example, cars or RVs, will help Indiana's economy become more productive and more stable.
So the other one is they pay a lot better. They anticipate you had a bachelor's degree or near a bachelor's degree, but they pay $100,000 to $130,000 a year for line jobs, and that's a very different type of manufacturing than I think most Hoosiers have in their heads.
Hicks says Indiana won't see manufacturing job growth, though. It will see these new jobs replace more of Indiana's historic factory positions. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.